This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back on The Pulse, bringing you all the latest music news and fresh new music, just like the one you just heard. It's from Taylor Parks. Real name Taylor, but for stylistic purposes, it's Taylor. She's the songwriter for J-Lo, Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, John Legend, Anderson .Paak, and more. You can just check out her Wikipedia page. It's just filled, I think, more than 70 songs that she's written for other people. And she's setting out on her own. She wants to make a mark with her own name. That was Taylor Parks with System. Very pop tune. And right now, we're in a quick fire news segment that we like to call...
By the way, Eric Clapton and Van Morrison team up for an anti-lockdown single in a bid to help musicians facing difficulties during the pandemic. So the veterans Eric Clapton and Van Morrison have released this song called Stand and Deliver in support of Morrison's Save Live Music campaign. This proceeds from the song will go to Van Morrison's Lockdown Financial Hardship Fund. As we all know, the pandemic has really shut down the live music industry, and the bunch of veterans wrote this blues track written by Van Morrison actually and performed by Eric Clapton in a bit to alleviate some of their troubles out of COVID losses. You can check out the song on YouTube. Just look up Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, Stand and Deliver. And I gotta say, when I first heard it, I thought they were against lockdown. You know, I thought there's just, you know, one of those American people who are not into wearing masks. And but no, they're really trying their best whilst in lockdown, wrote a song and to help out other people who may be facing difficulties during the pandemic.
Musicians these days need to stand for something or stand for nothing at all.
That's right.
From prominent musicians to a K-pop group, one of the most popular K-pop groups, in fact. According to Korean law, all able-bodied men are required to enlist in the military for about 20 months upon turning 28. And it's compulsory, of course. So when the oldest member of a 7-member group, BTS, Jin, whose birthday is in 2 days' time, was about to reach the age of 28, the BTS army were very, very worried if this would stop the momentum of global domination by the K-pop group. Well, now fans are rejoicing because there's a new law in town, the so-called BTS law, that was approved by the South Korean parliament. This revision of the Military Service Act now allows K-pop stars to postpone their military service until they're 30. So it's not an exemption, but more of a postponement so that Jin from BTS can continue to dominate the world.
Wow.
Yeah, but there's a catch, of course. This revised law will only apply to K-pop stars that have received government medals for elevating South Korea's cultural influence around the world, of which all 7 members have received back in 2018 during the Korean Popular Culture and Arts Awards. Prior to this, only South Korean athletes that have won medals in the Olympics and Asian Games could be excused for military training. Hyungmin Sun.
Yeah, Hyungmin Sun got exempted for his military training in Korea.
A rather dramatic one.
That's right. We're talking about Tottenham Hotspur Hyungmin Sun, who's also Korean. By the way, Bad Bunny is the most streamed artist on Spotify in 2020. And this report on The Guardian, I've never heard of this guy. Apparently, he goes by the name Bad Bunny, also known as Benito Ocasio from Puerto Rico. And he's earned more than 8.3 billion streams of his materials from his latest album, which is Spotify's most streamed album of the year. The Puerto Rican singer, rapper, and fashion icon jumped to the top from 5th place in the list last year, and he's earned a substantial critical acclaim as well as commercial success, winning the Latin Grammy for Best Reggaeton Performance recently and also nominated for 2 awards at the 2021 Grammys. Other big streaming numbers on Spotify this year include Drake, who came in 2nd, J Balvin, Juice WRLD and The Weeknd, respectively. And The Weeknd, whose single from 2019, Blinding Lights, raked up the most streams on a single track this year. So it's a good little thing that Spotify did this year. It's a 2020 wrap-up. They always do it every year, right? Mm-mm. So you can, if you own a Spotify account, you can check your own Spotify year in review. It's on the app. You should be able to check it out. What was your top stream?
I'm a bit embarrassed to say it on air.
Right.
So I wouldn't say it on
air. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, mine was also largely driven by my daughter's love for this game called Plants vs. Zombies. So we streamed a lot of this Plants vs. Zombies theme song, and I'm not shy to admit it because it's pretty good.
All I can say is Ariana Grande was number 3 on my list.
Yeah, so we all, I mean, it's like nice to see this result really, you know, makes us shy a bit of our musical taste.
We're at the time of the year, towards December, where Spotify Wrapped will always appear on everybody's timelines on social media because it's filled with cool graphics, data, charts and whatnot of your music listening experience throughout the year. And this makes it super shareable. Around this time of the year, right, you start seeing your friends flex their music taste. Like, hey, my top 5 are all obscure musicians and artists. And so it's extremely popular. So of course, Apple tried to follow up with their very own version called the Apple Music Replay. But instead of the very cool graphics and presentation that you get with Spotify, Apple Music users are greeted with an auto-generated list of your 100 most played tracks. And this caused a whole bunch of hate and a whole truckload of memes mocking Apple's attempt. I'm a big fan of Apple Music. I think they're doing a great job, but they could definitely do better. I mean, they are Apple after all. It's not really not really exciting and not really innovative of them with just a list of 100 songs.
Yeah, and I'm just happy that, you know, they have jumped on board with this wrapping up of users, user habits in the year 2020, and I would like to see how I fare in Apple Replay.
Sometimes it reminds you of songs that you used to listen to a lot in January and February, but you forgot about it, and then suddenly,
And that's been the year for a lot of us. I think 2020 has gone by, and you know, what happened in January and February feels like a lifetime ago. Mm-mm. I can't even remember playing a lot of one record that I was listening to a lot in early part in the year.
Yeah, but 2020 also gave us lots of surprises, just like the new album of Fleet Foxes.
Yep, so we're going to jump into a track by this great new album by folk band Fleet Foxes. I think we've played it a lot in the last couple of months since it dropped. I think it dropped on a very surprise note in a day in September. Fleet Foxes came out with their fourth studio album, Shore, and here's an excellent cut from that album. Here are Fleet Foxes with Sunblind, The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.